Welcome to the Now Hair Time podcast. In this series, we explore the science, culture, and personal stories behind modern hair restoration. Today's topic, why has Turkey become the world's hair transplant hub? Each year, more than 1 million people travel to Turkey for medical procedures. A large number of them come for one specific reason, a hair transplant. So why Turkey? What makes this country, located at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, such a compelling choice for people seeking to regain their hair and confidence? Let's start with geography. Istanbul is just a few hours by plane from major cities like London, Berlin, Paris, Riyadh, and Doha. For patients from Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, this means travel is quick, affordable, and accessible. But convenience goes beyond just flying in. Many clinics in Turkey provide full logistical support, airport pickup, hotel accommodations, even translators. From the moment a patient lands, their journey is carefully managed for comfort and ease. Next, we have to talk about cost. In the US, UK, or Western Europe, a hair transplant can cost between $8,000 and $15,000. In Turkey, that same procedure typically ranges between $3,000 and $5,000. So what's the catch? Is quality sacrificed? Not at all. Turkey's healthcare system benefits from lower overhead, high case volume, and government incentives for medical tourism. Clinics can offer world-class service without the inflated price tag. Now let's dive into the techniques. Methods like FUE, DHI, and Sapphire FUE have become standard in Turkish clinics. Some go even further by offering advanced options, such as unshaven transplants, afro hair procedures, or ultra-dense sessions, tailored to patient needs. With thousands of procedures performed every week, Turkish surgeons and teams gain unparalleled hands-on experience. This repetition results in precision, efficiency, and consistently high success rates. But Turkey's strength doesn't stop at technical skill or price. Many clinics provide comprehensive care from start to finish. Packages often include pre-op tests, initial consultations, surgery day coordination, accommodation, translation support, and post-op care lasting up to 12 months. This all-in-one model offers peace of mind. Patients don't just get a transplant, they get full guidance, follow-up, and reassurance. Some clinics even assign a dedicated case manager who stays in contact throughout the entire journey. Social media plays a huge role as well. Thousands of patients share their experiences on platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and Reddit. For international audiences, especially in the UK, France, and the Gulf, Turkey has become known as a leader in hair restoration thanks to this transparency. And let's not forget the emotional side. Hair loss is often about more than just looks. It can affect confidence, identity, and social comfort. For many, restoring hair means restoring a sense of self. That's why choosing the right clinic matters so much. It's not just about the operation, it's about how supported you feel throughout. If you're considering getting a hair transplant in Turkey, don't just evaluate surgical technique. Look for clinics that offer a supportive, trustworthy, and patient-focused approach. Some clinics, like Now Hair Time, prioritize this kind of holistic care, delivering a seamless experience from consultation to long-term follow-up. Thank you for listening to the Now Hair Time podcast. In our next episode, we'll break down the key differences between FUE and DHI hair transplant techniques and help you decide which one might be right for you.